worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Verses 1 through 12, Hebrews chapter 11. Father, thank you once again for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Thank you for being our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Father, you're a Heavenly Father that can be trusted in all situations, in all circumstances, a God who can be trusted, who can be relied upon, a God who can be faithfully followed. Thank you for being the kind of God and Heavenly Father that you are. More and more, teach us to be believers that rely upon you and put our faith in you in all circumstances, in all situations, knowing that we can always walk in faith, knowing that you're God that always keeps your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Roberts, and Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we come to you today, and we're so glad that we can come to you. A sinful people like us can come to a holy God. We come clothed in the righteousness of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Father, we want to pray for those men and women who've lost loved ones in the war in recent years or in long time ago. I know the Memorial Day weekend brings up memories of that. We pray you'll be near to them, that you will draw near to them, the men, the women, the boys and girls, that you would be close to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. The U.S. federal holiday, known as Memorial Day, is observed on the last Monday of May to honor men and women who've died while serving in the military. You know, many people sometimes sort of get the two mixed up, Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and why they're observed. On both Memorial Day and Veterans Day, it's customary to spend time remembering and honoring the countless veterans who've served the United States throughout the country's history. However, there's an important distinction between the two holidays. Memorial Day commemorates the men and women who died while in the military service of their country, particularly those who died in battle or as a result of wounds sustained in battle. In other words, the purpose of Memorial Day is to memorialize the veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. We spend time remembering those who lost their lives and could not come home, reflecting on their service and why we have the luxury and freedom that we enjoy today. We might consider how we can support and safeguard their grieving families and loved ones who are left behind. Veterans Day is the day set aside to thank and honor all who served in wartime or peacetime, regardless of whether they died or survived. Veterans Day is always observed officially on November 11th, regardless of the day of the week on which it falls. We're honored to have with us in studio one of our fellow staff members here at the American Family Association who is a veteran, Bo Hefner. And Bo is, he served his country in the Air Force. Bo, good to have you today.
Good to be here. Thank you.
All right. And appreciate you taking time out of your busy, busy schedule to come and share with us some things about your life as a servant of the Lord Jesus while you're in the service. So as we start, Bo, would you take a moment just to, of course, you are the assistant to the vice president of operations here at the American Family Association. But again, appreciate you taking time to share with us today. I want to ask if, would you share with our listeners as we get started how your faith was important to you during your time in the Air Force?
Sure. I gave my life to Christ when I was about 12 years old, but I really didn't put that faith to work until I joined the military at the age of 19. Surely when I hit basic training and you're by yourself, you're in a lonely situation in a different place than you've ever been, outside your comfort, and the only place you have to turn to is your faith. And we were standing in our first church service in Air Force basic training at Lackland Air Force Base, San Antonio. And the worship team played a song, Heart of Worship, and it was talking about coming back to you, to Jesus and your faith. And at that point, I re-solidified my relationship with Jesus Christ, and I knew that my time in the military, I would have to put my faith completely into Him to face the day-to-day life that military members do face.
Okay. And I guess, too, you mentioned about recommitting your life at that point in time and also the rigors of boot camp. I guess that was a wake-up call, I guess, to remind you how much you need the Lord, I would think, too. So
It is. You think that you can make it on your own when you're in your comfort area, but when you get uncomfortable and some of those freedoms are taken away, you realize your freedom is found in Christ. And when you put your faith in Him, it most definitely changed the outcome of my time at basic training.
Good. Okay, then. Well, specifically, how would you encourage believers to pray for service men and women and their families with all the challenges and the requirements of military life? What would be some things you'd share with listeners about ways to pray for them with the unique circumstances that servicemen and women face?
I would most definitely say that they need to pray for their time in the military if they are not married, but surely for those that are married, to pray for their marriages. Me and my wife got married very young, quite right after basic training, and if it was not due to our faith, I don't know if we would have made it through our 12 years in the military. And for some of those struggles that I see military members face, one of those is in their marriage. Divorce rates are high, and I believe that's a strong area of prayer that is needed with our military members, as well as those that are not married, that their relationships would be based upon the Lord and not based upon what the world is pointing us towards. So I would say that would be a very important area for prayer and the struggles that military members face on a day-to-day life. Now, when they're deployed and going overseas and things like that, there's a whole different list of prayers that they'll need. Mm-hmm. But day-to-day, I'd say the family and their relationships need strong prayer.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you just alluded to, I know one of the figures I'd heard that and it may have changed since then, but some time back heard that there were on average 23 servicemen and women that commit suicide every single day in the U.S. Armed Forces. So a very sad statistic, and so a reminder of the great need for the church to take seriously the great need to pray for men and women in the service. I'm going to take a moment now specifically to pray for some of those matters. Father, thank you, Lord, for Bo. Thank you for His service in the military, and thank you for all the persons listening that served in our nation, and thank you for all those, wherever they might be even now, that serve in our U.S. military. Thank you for those that have served in the past, and thank you for the unique challenges they're willing to take on as they take on this life and this lifestyle. Father, flood all of our military armed forces with your Spirit, mercy, and grace. Engulf them in your Holy Spirit. Bless them and let your Spirit be at work mightily more and more in their lives. Send forth many more laborers into all the armed forces and laborers amongst them who administer the gospel of Jesus Christ, and encourage them and teach and help them to grow up in their faith and to grow strong, as they very much need to know how to walk with you as they carry out their important responsibilities in the armed forces. Father, specifically, we pray that more and more that you'd raise up individuals and ministries that would minister to them to help address the tragedies that we see here when we look at the numbers of suicides that take place, and also the need for ministry to families and marriages. Father, provide many more ministries and ministry to marriages and military marriages and military families, Lord, and pour out your mercy and grace mightily upon them. And Father, Lord, in a special way, we pray a special prayer for families who have lost loved ones who died in the service. Pour out your spirit of comfort and grace and strength upon them. Help them to draw closer to you during this time. And bless them, Father, let your spirit just abide mightily with them and encourage them to draw closer to you and to draw closer to one another. And Father, Lord, raise up the church. Help the church to become much more diligent and much more deliberate about praying for the armed forces. We thank you and we praise you for the opportunity to do this. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Bo, you work with youth ministry in your church as well. Are there any ways in which you'd say between both, obviously your faith, but also maybe your military helps you to be a more effective servant in working with young people?
I would think they go hand in hand, because the same struggles that kids face or youth face in the military as being children of military members, they face in the regular civilian world as well. So, and some of those things that we mentioned for praying, such as their family and their children, those that have lost a member of their family to the military, those children are left behind. Mm-hmm. And they have to live the rest of their life without a parent or a family member. And we see that on the civilian side also, that due to divorce rates and maybe just life, mm-hmm. that these kids are living out here in neighborhoods, they're living without a parent. They're living without a father a lot of times. And so those same struggles that we face in our youth groups of keeping these kids eyes on Jesus and mm-hmm. that they have a heavenly father, some of those same issues are in the military, as they have lost someone due to military service. And those same struggles happen on both sides, military and civilian.
That's right. That's right. We'll take a moment to pray about that as well. Father, thank you, Lord, for believers like Bo who work specifically in youth ministry. And thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with our children and young people and the opportunity to minister to them. Father, we think specifically of some of the unique struggles that children in military families face. But yet at the same time, life is full of struggles. But thank you for the fact that, Lord, knowing you and knowing how to walk with you is the key to being victorious in every area of life, no matter what the challenges might be. Help us, Lord, as the church, to become much more aggressive about ministering the gospel to our young people and discipling our young people, teaching them how to grow up and to grow strong in their walk with you. Help us to be diligent to teach and train our children to read your word daily. Help us to be diligent to teach them how to pray, and help us to be diligent about teaching them that you really are the answer to every challenge, every struggle, every difficulty, every mountain, every child, as well as every adult faces. And help us to live in such a way that our lives model the fact that we too, as adults, believe that you're the answer. And help us to live in such a way that your Spirit reaches through us and points our children every day to the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our in-studio guest today is Bo Hefner. He's the assistant to the Vice President of Operations here at the American Family Association and an Air Force veteran. We'll be right back.
Perfect peace. racing through my anxious thoughts with compassion. One by one they fall into perfect peace.
Music of Amanda Lindsay Cook, Still. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Bo Hefner. He's the assistant to the Vice President of Operations here at the American Family Association. And Bo is an Air Force veteran and a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bo, before we get back to you, I'm going to share a passage from the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, which actually, from my perspective, is a warrior's passage from the Word of God. Joshua chapter 1, starting at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. And to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, Joshua spoke, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. Your wives and your little ones and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan. But you shall pass before your brethren armed, all your mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord has given your brethren rest as he gave you. And they also have taken possession of the land which the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrise. So they answered Joshua, saying, all that you command us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you. Only the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your command and does not heed your words in all that you command him shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. verses 1 through 18, all of Joshua chapter 1. And, you know, Bo, that particular passage, I think that's actually a good passage for every believer to read often, because it reminds us that to truly follow the Lord faithfully, it takes us being courageous and bold in our obedience to the Lord. Well, Bo, would you share other maybe thoughts that come to your mind about things that would help believers better understand some of the unique challenges and matters that the church can pray for as it relates to men and women in the armed forces?
Sure. First and foremost, the Gold Star families, and that's a family that has lost a military member. We need to put those first and remember them in prayer.
That's a term that refers to specifically to a family that's lost a loved one.
Yes, sir. Okay. And some of those do break that down to a Gold Star spouse or a Gold Star mom or dad. But that phrase is special to the military in the sense that it does show reverence and honor to someone that's lost a loved one in the military service.
Mm-hmm. You know, Bo, I want to just mention real briefly here, a picture that you maybe often people might see, especially around Memorial Day, but it's a very sad and a very touching picture, but it's a picture of a military man in uniform kneeling, holding, giving a folded flag to a little boy who's obviously crying. And it depicts, it says so much, a child who no longer has his parent because they've lost them in the armed forces. And, of course, people typically know that's what's going on. That loved one is receiving a flag in honor of their fallen loved one. So,
yes, Pastor, and I know this wasn't part of the show, but I did have the opportunity and the honor to do that as part of my military time. When mm-hmm. I was at Langley Air Force Base, I served on the Air Force Honor Guard team, and we did a lot of funerals, folded a lot of flags, and the most difficult thing that I ever did was hand that flag to a family member and them to grab your hand and hold it as they're grabbing that flag, because that's the last thing that they have to represent their son, their daughter, their child. So it is a very special picture, and it's one that about every day I think of, because I could not imagine my wife or my mother being the one sitting there, or my son having to take that flag as a representation of me. That is a that is an area that we need to pray for. Mm-hmm. Those that are left behind to deal with life without their father, their mother, their child, those need special prayer.
I'm going to take a moment now specifically to pray. Now, Father, thank you, Father, for being the God of all comfort, the God of all grace, the God of all mercy. Father, we lift up to you, Father, Gold Star families everywhere in our local community, in our states, our nation, and our world. Father, flood those families with grace at this time. Flood them with your mercy. Flood them with your comforting Holy Spirit, the hole in their lives because of the lost loved one who died in service to their country. Lord, I pray that you just minister to their minds and their hearts according to the needs they face right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, raise up more and more in the church and raise up ministries that really see this unique challenge, this families that are dealing with a loss like that. They desperately, obviously, need Jesus, because no one can comfort us and strengthen us, encourage us like the Lord Jesus can. Guide us as the church to look for ways to reach out and minister in a special way to families, Gold Star families, with the unique losses they've faced. And help us to never be insensitive or to take lightly the fact that they are living with such a loss as that. And help us to learn to seek to not only pray for them, give us creative wisdom and ideas to know how to bless and encourage and come alongside families like that. And so many other challenges, also families that suddenly find themselves no longer in the military per se, as they have lost that loved one. Lord, we're trusting you to help us to be effective instruments in your hands, to minister to certain situations just like that. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, so, but what are some other maybe areas that come to your mind that you'd like to share with our listeners about, again, challenges that those in the military face that we can pray for?
Well, you mentioned one at the end of that prayer. Those that have to leave the military, either voluntarily or due to a loss of the military member. I found myself in a situation where I had put my identity a lot into my uniform. My family was identified as an Air Force family. I was identified in my hometown as the Air Force guy. And even my kids in the schools, they were identified as the Air Force. But what we need to pray for probably the most is that our members that know Christ keep their identity in Christ. And for those that don't know Christ, that the gospel to reach those families and that we find our identity completely in Christ. When I left the military, it was one of the most difficult times of my family's life. Mm-hmm. And we had to run back to Jesus and the identity that we find in him, knowing that he'll provide for us, knowing that he will prevent any harm from us. And we really struggled at a moment there, not knowing what would happen next. And I know every military family does that leaves the military or lost a member of the military. They have to go back into a world that they don't know as well. Mm-hmm. And figure out how to live and survive. And if we keep our identity in Christ, it most definitely helps in those next steps after leaving the military.
Mm. And, you know, Bo, something else that comes to my mind is that there's so many ways in which when the church educates itself about the challenges like these, it can be so much more of a healing tool that God can use to help, to encourage, to strengthen, to minister to. But again, there is a need for us to become more aggressive as the church to educate ourselves to learn about these, because otherwise, they're just some things you just don't know about. But it is good to live in a learning mode with these kinds of things. So,
I agree with you. The church has to educate itself that are close to these military bases for sure, or have veterans in them, of how they can minister to those veterans and veterans' families, because it is different. Mm-hmm. They need a different ministering than maybe somebody that's not served in the military. Mm-hmm. And so when the church does that, it shows those members value, and that absolutely that somebody respects and honors their, you know, their service.
Right.
And so I think that's very important for the church to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think my dad was in the Army for more than, I think it was maybe a total of somewhere around 24 years or so. And an interesting memory that comes to my mind is one of where I remember as a child, our whole family packed up and went to the airport with him. And I was excited about the idea of being able to wear my pajamas to the airport. You know, that's my and then I saw someone I thought I knew. And I remember hurrying to my mom and being excited because I thought I saw somebody else that I knew. But then all of a sudden it hit me because mom couldn't hear me. She was watching my dad as he was headed to a plane. And he was going to be gone for a year. And the whole idea behind that, that spouses and have to be separated because whatever the military calls for you to do, you just do it.
That's right.
And so, again, it's a different world because people can say, well, I don't want to have to deal with that kind of separation. In the military, you do what you're told. So
that is correct. My first deployment sounds kind of like your experience there of, mm-hmm. being the one that was walking away as my young wife and my firstborn son was 11 months old, mm-hmm. And almost having to tear away from them to leave. And you're not certain of what's going to happen next. So you have to put your faith into action. Mm-hmm. But those that are left behind, those spouses and children, again, they have to put their faith into action. And a verse that I wrote down here that comes to mind in 2 Corinthians 12:9 is my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. And I found that every time that I was weak or my family was weak, that his grace was enough.
That's good. Father, thank you, Lord, for again, Bo, and just the wisdom he's sharing. And thank you for, again, all of our servicemen, women, once again, and the sacrifices they make consistently as being a part of the military. Father, pour out your grace and peace upon them, and more send forth more laborers amongst them, people that will proclaim the gospel so that more and more of them will come to realize that Jesus is the answer to all of the challenges, the difficulties, and he's able to help carry us through all the difficulties and storms we may encounter in the military or anywhere else in life. And help us to know, Lord, that you can be trusted. Even in the most difficult of circumstances, you can be trusted. We thank and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Bo, you know, if you had the chance to talk to a pastor who said, I want to learn more about how I can really minister to the military in our community, how would you respond to his question?
I would say go visit the military. Mm-hmm. Go to a military base. Go to a veteran's home. Go to someone that has lost a military member and talk to them and learn from hands-on, one-on-one, face-to-face experience so they can put their heart into this as they counsel those that are in their church. We can't forget those that have been left behind in the military also, those that have served with somebody as I have and has lost a friend due to suicide or due to military service. We are always left behind wondering what if. What if we would have said this and what if we would have done that?
I'm going to jump in here real quick. We're coming up on a break and we'll pick up on the other side. Our in-studio guest today is Bo Hefner. He's the assistant to the Vice President of Operations here at the American Family Association and an Air Force veteran. We'll be right back. Lincoln Brewster with Made New. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio, where we have in studios our in-studio guest today, Bo Hefner. He's the assistant to the Vice President of Operations here at the American Family Association, and he's an Air Force veteran as well. And, Bo, before we get back to you, I'm going to read a short passage from a neat book that we've had the privilege of having the author a number of times with us. It's a book by Peggy Joyce Ruth entitled God's Shield of Protection, Psalm 91, and this chapter is entitled The Miracle of Seadrift, Texas. Not one of their soldiers died in the war. One of my most memorable experiences was when I recently had the privilege of speaking to some of the residents of Seadrift, Texas, and hearing them tell stories of God's magnificent protection over their soldiers during World War II. This is their story of the boys who went off to war and the families who stayed behind to pray for their safety. Joe Fred Coward, along with Hollis and Gerald McCowan, said that they experienced miraculous protection during World War II, and they experienced miraculous, and they knew why. There was a group of mothers and friends in their hometown of Seadrift fervently praying for their safety throughout the war. Coward and the McCowan brothers were among 52 soldiers whose photos were placed in a large picture frame at a church and prayed over daily. Until they returned, everyone I interviewed was still excited to tell me all 52 young men from their town came home safely. It was the Psalm 91 promise of protection that the prayer warriors prayed over those young men who were daily putting themselves in harm's way to protect their country. One of the intercessors said that God had them literally bombard heaven, and one by one, every Seadrift soldier returned safely from the battlefields of Europe, the South Pacific, and the Far East, in spite of the fact that hundreds of thousands of American lives were lost on those battlefronts. I spoke with Laura Weaver, who was one of the faithful intercessors. Even though she has enjoyed many years on this earth and her hearing is not what it used to be, she still remembers with joy the faith they experienced in knowing that God was going to answer their prayers as they stood on the 91st Psalm. She said, "We read the passage every time we met. It promises God gives his angels charge over us. God is awesome." Mary Wilson Neal was another of the intercessors who said that some of the 20 women attended those prayer meetings every day. You can imagine the impression it made on the people in Seadrift when every one of the young men in their town came home from the war. Again, from the chapter entitled The Miracle of Seadrift, Texas, from the book Psalm 91, God's Shield of Protection. So, Bo, you know, that stories in particular that deal with the military in this particular book are just so powerful because they remind us of how powerful our God is and how important it is that God's people take praying for those in the military really, really is. But any thoughts that come to your mind about that story?
And there's a couple. One is I remember receiving some items when I was in Kirkuk, Iraq, from a local church that had reached out to my wife and their children were praying for us. Mm-hmm. We had a 9-man Air Force team there. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting those pieces of paper in the mail over there and a picture frame of little bitty hands outlined with our names on them and mm-hmm. that they were using those hands to pray for us. Mm-hmm. And that shield of protection that God provided, mm-hmm. all 9 of our guys came back.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
And also on the side of putting our faith in the word and prayer, when I went into basic training, and I believe they offer this opportunity to every military member, they handed us a New Testament version of the Gideon Bible. Hmm. And I took that Bible with me from basic training to every temporary duty, TDY, and every deployment, every duty station. And even here locally, every church trip, every mission trip I've been on.
You carry it with you.
I carry it with me in my bag. And mm-hmm. I do that so I can read it, mm-hmm. but I also do that. I write in my Bible everywhere I've been, mm-hmm. Every time I left my family behind. And that is to remind me that God is faithful mm-hmm. no matter where I'm at, and that his word is faithful no matter where I'm at, that I'm
That's right.
really not needed to be in control of this. He's mm-hmm. got this thing under control, and I take that Bible out often and look at it mm-hmm. To remind me that he is faithful no matter what. So mm-hmm. those are two things that reminds me of, how much faith they put into prayer and how much faith they put into the Word of God.
Mm, that's good. That's good. Okay. Well, I really do appreciate you sharing about that as well. So, In this last segment, are there any other things that come to mind that you'd like to share about that, again, things for believers to be praying for? I think you'd mentioned something about former POWs and MIAs. Would you share what you had on your heart to share about that?
Yes, I don't want that to be forgotten or looked over, surely during Memorial Day, that there's still members that are prisoner of war and they're missing in action, MIA, and those families are left here. Still in their mind, their military member, if that's a spouse or a child, or that they're missing, and they may not have heard from them in a long time, and those families are hurting. Those children are hurting for that parent, and I think as a church and the body of Christ that we need to cover them with prayer. Sometimes knowing is better than not knowing, and sitting there worried and concerned and is this ever going to come through? Am I ever going to see my family member again? So the prisoner of war and the missing in action is very near and dear to my heart, and I think that the church and the body of Christ needs to cover that in prayer and those families that are left behind mm-hmm. with that thought and concern for their loved one.
Well, Bo, would you kind of further explain a little bit more? Some people listening might be thinking, well, aren't the all the MIAs from Vietnam or the POWs brought home. So would you further explain exactly what you're referring to?
The missing in action. There still may be members that are missing in action from other wars, but also mm-hmm. even when they come back stateside, if they did survive, some of these folks, they do leave the military, and the military does not know where they're at, or mm-hmm. their families don't know where they're at. Maybe the military they're completely done with their military service and they left their family just due to some wounds that we can't see. They're wounds that are mental, they're spiritual, and they just cannot deal with normal life. And even at that point, they're missing in action for their family.
PTSD, basically.
PTSD type issues. But every day, there's somebody out there worried about their family member missing, lost, and not returned to their family. So I find that that's a heavy area that needs prayer.
Okay. Father, thank you for the opportunity for us as the church to pray for those who've served in the military who, whether even though they may have ended their time specifically in the service, are still carrying wounds that we cannot see, wounds in their heart, wounds in their mind, wounds in their emotions. Father, we pray specifically for those individuals. Touch them, Father. Minister healing and wholeness to their minds, bodies, and spirit in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for the family members who, though they saw their loved ones come home, their loved ones were not the same person that they knew when they left. Help them to give them grace and wisdom to know how to pray for and encourage and love those family members. And help the church, Lord, to rise up and to be involved in the important work of helping to walk with them as they walk through healing. And Lord, help us to learn to love and to be patient with individuals who have been wounded on the inside from different ways or experiences they went through while in the military. And help us as the church to figure out and to learn more ways that we can, along with praying, ways we can help and walk alongside. And help us to know, Lord, that, again, even though sometimes there may be times in which those persons are misunderstood, they're still to be loved and appreciated for the service they gave. And again, the wounds that they deal with, again, are wounds as a result of having served in the armed forces. So help us to love them, to walk with them, and to seek to be of encouragement to them in the ways that we can. We thank you, and we thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Okay, Bo, our time is just about gone. Any final words that you'd like to say of encouragement to believers about ways to pray for the military, ways to pray for veterans, or any other matters that are on your heart to share today?
I think we've covered a lot of those areas. Just to make it a point to, I think you brought it out earlier, to go to their local church, maybe a local church that's near where the military members serve, and continue to remind the church that we need to be praying for these members. And we need to put our hands and feet to action to serve those members in some way to show them Jesus, that they might find their faith in Jesus. And for the ones that do have their faith in Jesus, that we can encourage their families and remember this Memorial Day most definitely what it's for, the lost lives of those in the military and those families left behind would be the areas that need the most prayer, I could say.
Amen. And thank God for ministers like the Gideons who do take it upon themselves to give Bibles out to different entities, including the military, as you mentioned, too. And there are other ministries out there as well that do give Bibles to the military. And I want to emphasize it's important for all of us as believers to be mindful of this very important truth, that never underestimate the power of God's Word, the power to obviously to point us to Jesus Christ, but to help us grow stronger, to grow in faith, and to give us counsel, to give us comfort, to give us encouragement. So prayerfully look at the possibility of your church coming up with ways to get Bibles into the hands of the military as well. So, well, Bo, thank you so much for being with us today, and I appreciate you sharing your heart. You ended up being with us for the entirety of our time, and we appreciate you taking that time to do that.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
All right. And as we draw our time to close, as we usually do, there might be someone listening who's never made that all-important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior. You may be a person in the military right now, wherever you're listening from, in one of the branches of the service. You may be a veteran who's no longer in the military, but you served your country faithfully. But you recognize that either you don't know Jesus or you want to know him, and today is a good day to get saved. If you'd like to make that step and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, remember, it's the most important decision we can make in life. If you want to do that, would you pray this prayer with me as we close our time today? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins and all the wrongs I've done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I have sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. And Lord Jesus, in a brand new way, I ask you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live my whole life for you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We very much would like to be in touch with you, want to share with you some resources, some materials to help you to grow and grow strong in your new walk and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, jparker@afa.net. Or if we can share with any listener some of the spiritual growth and discipleship materials, prayer tools. We're glad to share them. We want to share them because our goal is to help strengthen you in your walk with the Lord and give you tools to share with others so that they too can come to know and grow up in their faith in the Lord as well. Bo, thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you, Pastor.
And thank you for being a part of our listening family. Again, pray every day for our men and women in the service. Pray every day for our veterans as well, that the Lord will bless you and use you if you'll take the time to do that. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.